What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, speaking to defensive linemen, one of my all-time favorites is joining us right now on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He'll be back on Extra Point shows this fall with KDKA. He'll have the nightly sports call after Steelers and Jags Saturday night with Richie Walsh. I've done sports calls with Richie Walsh. You never know what he's going to say, which is part of the fun. Chris Hoke, I'm talking about, Steelers Super Bowl champ. Chris, man, this is serendipitous. We booked you for the show. I did not know we were going to have this bombshell story on Cam Hayward. What is your reaction to him holding in?
Well, listen, Cam Hayward's a team guy. Come week one, Cam Hayward's going to be on that field. I was out there this week again, and he was out there in full pads going through. He wasn't going through any kind of individual drills or team drills. And so I'm not overly concerned, Don. I mean, the reality is Cam Hayward is out there working. He was going through band work. He was going through skill development work. The guy's going to be in shape. This will all get worked out. One thing I do know is that he is a valued captain. He's a valued teammate. This guy brings much more to the game than just making plays on Sundays.
Chris, if you were in his shoes and you were coming off an all-pro season and you were set to be the 18th highest paid defensive tackle this year, would you probably go about your business the same way Hayward is doing it?
Well, listen, Cam Hayward is one of the, I mean, listen, the guy is one of the kindest, one of the greatest guys ever played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, not to mention what kind of player he is on the field. Right. And so I would say I'd play just like him. I have no problem with what Cam Hayward's doing. I think that he's going about it the right way. He's not staying out of this. Is truly what's going on. Cam Hayward's out there, he's working, he's part of the team, he's talking to the young fellas. This will get worked out, and I believe, you know, that you said in your intro, Don, I mean, really, the reality is he wants guaranteed money, and you never know, nothing's guaranteed in this business, right? And he was a first-round draft pick, yes. He's played a lot of years, yes. He's made a lot of money, yes. But really, your years of earning and leverage only lasts so long, and you got to live the rest of your life. So he's making a business decision, but he's going about it the right way. He's doing it the way that'll get him paid rather than staying away from the team.
And Chris, I said, I don't care if you're 36 years old or 25 years old or 48 years old for that matter. If you're deemed one of the best at your job and you're making about half of what you're worth, for most people that's not going to sit well, especially in a field where there's huge, you know, occupational risk, injury risk, life risk. We saw what happened to Ryan Shazier on a football field.
Yes, yes. There's no question about it. Listen, Cam's made a lot of money. Like I said, first-round draft pick, that means when you go back and renegotiate your contracts, you're already starting on a scale that nobody else is starting on because right. because of your resume, first-round draft pick, what you've done. He's made a lot of money. So he's got to also wage the fact that, hey, listen, am I going to go and try to break the bait and then hurt us trying to bring another guy in or maybe another piece? If there's a big injury on the team, there's still another month of training camp. I know that they're just keeping their fingers crossed that they don't have any big injuries coming out of Latrobe and getting to the season healthy. But, you know, what you don't want to do is eat up that salary cap too. So it's kind of just balancing that. And Cam's a team guy. Cam's not going to do anything that's going to hurt the team, but he's also going to make sure that he's taken care of. And I trust in that.
Chris, what do you say to the countless callers and texters and people on our YouTube page who have said something along the lines of this? You signed a contract last year. You honor the contract. An NFL player has to honor the contract. He put his name on a piece of paper. It is incumbent on that guy to honor his contract. What's your thought on that?
I don't buy it. Listen, the reality is I get what they're saying, and I see both sides, but I've been the guy that's been – I've been the player. And the reality is, as we talked about, you only have so much time to earn this money before – and then you got to live the rest of your life. I mean, a lot of guys retire in their late 20s. Cam will probably be mid-30s, and then he's got another 50, 60 years to live the rest of his life, and he's got to live off this money. And so you got to do everything you can to earn as much as you can. And so, and the reality is the team signs the contract too. So the team, why don't they honor the full contract?
They don't always.
Both ways. If you want the player, the team cuts players, right?
Right.
You sign a deal and they say, well, you know what? You're not worth the money anymore. I'm cutting you. So if it has to go both ways, if you're going to tell me I got to honor my two years left in my contract, well, then they can't cut me. They've got to honor it. So, I mean, you got to look at it both ways. You can't look through one lens.
Chris, how about those that might have reservations about Hayward at his age, 36, being able to play as well as he did last year and continue to play well into his late 30s? You put the tape on. You played the position. You can watch it and analyze it literally better than any person we can talk to on this show. Do you have full confidence that Hayward can continue to play at this level for a longer amount of time?
There's no question about it. Listen, the guy's remained healthy for the most part, right? He had that groin injury a couple years back. The guy it still looks strong, still looks fast. He's energetic. He still has everything you need to be successful in the NFL. Last year was one of his best years. I mean, the guy, really, at this age now, his technique is impeccable. His knowledge and wisdom in the game is above, I mean, blows the charts away. He's still worth every dime. Until his body starts breaking down, until you're starting to see things that happen to guys like me, guys like Aaron Smith, where you start having a lot of these soft tissue injuries. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen enough of Cam Hayward. And he does a heck of a job in the offseason, guys, of taking care of his body, of you know, working out, staying in shape. And so I'm not concerned about it. And he has not shown any signs of slowing down.
All right, you said you were up at camp. Give me a Chris Hoke scouting report on Derek Harmon. What did you see?
Hey, the stud. Listen, the guy's going to be great. And we have to understand he's also a rookie. So he's going to go out there and he's going to make some mistakes. There's going to be some growing pains, so we got to give him some grace there. But the reality is this guy can play. I mean, they got two studs on that defensive line, he and Wyatt Black. I mean, both those guys are going to get a lot of playing time in the preseason. They're going to get a lot of playing time in the regular season. That's going to be the future. Those two and Keanu Benton are going to be guys that they're going to build this defensive line on for the next decade.
Man, Black was not an early pick, Chris. You're that high on him, huh? You like Black from Iowa.
No, he's a stud. Listen, this guy, he's not going to be a guy who's going to give you 10 to 15 sacks a game.
Uh-huh.
You know what he's going to do? The guy's going to plug the line of scrimmage, do what they need to do, not let happen what happened against the Baltimore Ravens last year, and just dominate the middle line of scrimmage. They're going to put these two studs in there with Keanu Benton, with Cam Hayward. That's a great rotation. And so they're a big physical guy. He's tall and he's long. You know, at Iowa, he was known for batting down passes.
He's bigger than Hampton.
So he's
way bigger than Snap.
Well, Snack wasn't tall. This guy is like, what? He's 6'20". I mean, the guy's like he's a giant, you know? And he's like Goliath. I mean, this guy's got long arms, so he might not get you on the pass rush, but he's going to do a lot of what Cam Hayward does. He's going to get his hands up and bat down passes, which to me is just as good as that. You know, it's a destroyed play because now you got to go and it's a wasted down. So I think these two guys, Derek Harmon, you asked me about, athletic, physical. Here's what I was impressed about with both these guys. They don't have them locked in at one spot. They got them playing inside, got them playing outside. That knows that one technique on the inside shoulder of the guard. They got them playing over the tackle, over the outside shoulder of the guard. They got them playing up, all down the line. These guys, the position flexibility is huge for these guys, which is going to allow them to do more with these young fellas.
Chris, I know you're extremely proud of your career, but also what you and your teammates accomplished, as you should be. You're a multi-time Super Bowl champion. Juan Thornhill new guy, came over from Cleveland where he didn't do a lot of winning. He didn't win in Kansas City, was a Super Bowl champ there. He said that this defense has a chance to be the greatest defense of all time. Now, I don't know if he's gone back and watched the 2008 defense or any of those 70 Steelers defense or even the 85 Bears or one of those teams, but my God, I mean, can we maybe have a playoff game where we stop somebody before we say things like this? Why would you say this in August?
I would never fault a guy for having confidence, right?
Well, you can believe it, but don't say it.
No, but listen, it doesn't bother me. Listen, I mean, what are they going to do? Are the team going to say this guy thinks he's the best team of all time? And I mean, it's early in the preseason. I agree with you. Let's let our talking happen on the field. Let's let our play be our talking. But the reality is, man, we had a heck of a defense in 2000. Yeah, you mentioned the 2008 team, but my gosh, throughout the 11 years I was with the Steelers, man, we were number one in the NFL against the run, what, 5, 6, 7 times? We're number one in the NFL several times.
And you mentioned that they gave up 299 last year. I wouldn't be talking about best defense. Let's go on the field and show it first.
I think they're excited. They're excited, right? They added some critical pieces to this defense, though. You know, when you think about it, I mean, Jalen Ramsey might be, after T.J. Watt, the best defensive player on this team. I mean, the guy's going out there and playing lights out. Darius Slay playing lights out. And it's just elevating the game. You got the linebacking core. There's across the board. You got depth now. I mean, Jack Sawyer is going to be a monster. I mean, Nick, there's so many guys on this defense. They've got to stay healthy, right? And they've got to stay humble, hungry, but they have a potential to be great. Now, are they going to be one of the best defenses of all time? They got a lot of work to do to get there. There's a lot of great. I mean, think about the defenses of the early 2000s with the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, I remember when I first came to the NFL and watching Ray Lewis out there running around, Pete Bulwer, and the Goose, and Sam Adams, and all these guys that were the studs, right? I mean, there were a lot of great players on that defense. So they got work to do, but it doesn't bother me that a guy has confidence. And let's see what happens.
Chris, let's get you out on this. So you can't cheat and say defensive lineman. Who is the guy you can't wait to watch on Saturday when you go on the nightly sports call after the game on KDKA? Who's the guy you're really excited to talk about from this preseason game on Saturday night?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, I'll tell you, the one guy I'm excited to talk about are those – I can't see defensive linemen, and I would say them right off the bat. Jack Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer's getting your attention.
I was out there practicing on – no question. Listen, 7 shots. He comes in the last play, 7 shots. Now, granted, it was 6-0 offense, was dominating on Tuesday in 7 shots. The sucker comes off the backside and lights up the running back and makes him fumble the ball. I mean, and then after that, they're running down to do one-on-one run block, and he's calling out Darnell Washington. I mean, this guy, he's come from a big-time college football program. He's won at the highest level. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I think he's going to provide an opportunity for T.J. Watt not to have to play 70 snaps in a game, allow them to rest Alex Highsmith. You got Nick Herbig. I mean, I think this guy's big enough to be able to rush off the edge and provide, you know, pressure in the pass game, but also hold up in the run and set that edge. So I'm excited to see what he does on that side. I'm also excited to see what Caleb Johnson does, what the running back does. He broke a couple runs when I was out there, and from what I'm following the week before, when I was at practice. I mean, it's exciting to see some of these young guys. Let's see what they can do when the lights come on Saturday night in Jacksonville.
Chris, we're lucky to have you on our airwaves, and we're lucky to have you breaking down Steelers games on Channel 2 throughout the season. It's so good to talk to you again, and I can't wait to do it again soon and see you in person, okay, buddy?
All right, brother. Good to see you. Talk to you guys later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.